الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, before we go into our time management tools, inshallah today just to as a reminder that alhamdulillah inshallah here in India the first of The Hijjah starts from Maghrib tonight. So tomorrow is the first fast, inshallah. And I remind myself and you, let's try to maximize all the good deeds that we can do, because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the good deeds done during these first 10 days more than deeds done at any other time of the year, including Ramadan. So fasting, khairat, nawafil, tilawatil Quran, dhikr, whatever, I mean anything, and of course inshallah standing in the night in tahajjud and so on and so forth. So I remind myself and you that let's try to maximize that inshallah, and get the maximum benefit from these days. To come to our time management series, today I want to start the tools. I want to talk to you about five different tools, inshallah. The first of them is to prioritize. As I mentioned yesterday, time cannot be managed. What can be managed is our life and our actions. And therefore, prioritization is what we need. So how do you prioritize? There is a interesting anecdote with regard to this, and that is that the chairman of US Steel, he took over the company as the chairman, and I'm talking about the early 90s, and after a few weeks of being chairman, he wrote to a friend of his who used to teach people time management. And he said, please come and do a session for my people, for my top management people, who I think they need a session on time management. So the man said to him, I don't have time to teach time management, but I will give you a tip. And you can apply this tip. And at the end of the year, if you think that this works for you, then you can pay me whatever you think it is worth. And that is the tip that I am going to tell you now. And at the end of this, I will tell you how much he got paid. The tip is very simple. He said, tell your people, when you start the day, when you come to work, write down three items in order of priority that you must accomplish on that day. So three tasks that you must accomplish in order of priority. How will you arrive at the order of priority? Go back to your life goal. So based on that life goal, three orders of three items, not more than three, not less than three. Three items in order of priority. He said, write them down. Sit down before you turn on your computer, before you make a first call, nothing. Sit down and write down three items, three tasks that you must accomplish today in order of priority. He said, then start on the first one, complete that, only then go to the second one. Complete that, only then go to the third one. Now, in this process, if you started the first one, if you get interrupted for whatever reason, come back and complete that task. Don't go to task number two until you have completed task number one. And same thing with the other two tasks. Once you have completed the three tasks, if there is still some time left, you want to add on one more for the day, that is fine. But until you complete these three, nothing else. He said, in case on a given day, you do task one, you do task two, by then the day is over because you got interrupted or whatever happened. So you were not able to complete task three. Now, you come back the next day. Now when you make your priority list, which will be the number one task? Follow. Which task will be number?
The first.
Which you not completed. Wrong answer. Your first task will be the task for that day. So every zero, like zero-based budgeting. Not yesterday's carried over task, no. Make a fresh list. In the fresh list, according to your priority for that day, if that carried over task is number one, put it there. But don't routinely and automatically take the carried over task for the next day. I'll give you an example how, why that's important. For example, if you had written, say, that task one is this, task two is this, task three is, I must go and see my friend who is in hospital. This is a task, very important thing I have to go to. Now, you could not do that. The next day, when you come to work, your friend might have been discharged, he's gone home, or he died, or God knows what happened to him. So now, simply mindlessly putting the task as go to see my friend, your friend is not there. So it's, therefore, it's very important to each day, like we do zero-based budgeting, fresh, start fresh. Each day, today's three tasks. And as I said, if in that list, yesterday's unfinished task, if it happens to be the first task to do today, because of today's list, no problem. But that is a clear decision that you are taking today. It's not a default from yesterday, whatever is left over. So, three things. So, he said, do this. And he said, you see how your productivity of your people will improve. The story goes that at the end of the year, the board voted to send a fee of $25,000 to this man for this advice. Just this one piece of advice, the board of US Steel voted a fee of $25,000. So you just got that for free. So please, I'm not objecting to anyone giving me $25,000, so please feel free. You're most welcome. But even if you don't, at least use the advice. So, three tasks in order of priority. So, inshallah, we will talk about this and talk about other tools and so on. Inshallah, tomorrow, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him and to help us to save ourselves from not what is not pleasing to Him. I am deliberately not doing any more tools because there is no point in giving you a list of tools and then you probably won't even remember what I said. So it's better to do it one by one each day. Now today's task is to go back. We are at time of Salat al-Fajr, inshallah. So when you start your work day, whenever it is, start with this. Write down three things that you have to accomplish today in order of priority. That is very important. Not just a random list, in order of priority, and then inshallah take it from there. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.